5 things you must do on a campus visit. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 32. Hello and welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. I'm John Fugler. I am the CEO of RecruitMe, founder of RecruitMe, as well as a parent, a former athlete, and a lot of other things that identify me. I'm a husband, a father, and even a grandparent. So I got a lot of wisdom, right? Saying you're old enough to have a lot of wisdom. Okay, I am. But anyway, still got a lot of energy too. Thank you for joining me. And the most important thing though is just my experience with recruiting and other families, helping them achieve the scholarship dream and doing that in a very logical way, providing pointers, providing tools, materials, resources, like the one I have posted on my website right now. It's a free report, a very quick read, how to get an athletic scholarship. I want to make sure that you have that. It's downloadable, so it's electronic. As you listen to this, if you go to the homepage, then even as you listen to this, you can download it at recruit-me.com, recruit-me.com. If you're like I am and you listen to podcasts while you're working out, then of course you can't do that. Of course, sometimes what I do is I actually stop my workout and I'm listening to this podcast on my phone, and I go to the website that's referred to when I'm listening to the episode, and I download the materials right there. So you can actually do that. If you want to take a break, you may not remember later that I even told you to go and get this resource. It's called How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. You can get it now right on the homepage, recruit-me.com, and I'll also have a link in my show notes for that. So that's for you. Also, you can enroll in Athletic Scholarship University. A growing number of people who have come along and said, I mean business in the scholarship process, the recruiting process. Teach me how to get it. Teach me how to get the scholarship. Teach our family. As a parent, teach me, teach my son or daughter. Let's do this together. I've got a step-by-step approach, and it's all in Athletic Scholarship University. It's a video tutorial that you go at your own speed with. Got a textbook, got a workbook, got assignments along the way. I make sure you get one thing done before going on to the next. It's step-by-step. Check it out at athleticscholarshipuniversity.com. So here are 5 things you must do on a campus visit. I'm just thinking now, here we are turning from winter into spring. Where I live in Colorado, we don't really see spring. We will not see signs of warmth permanently till the end of May, early June. But the rest of the country, you actually have spring. And it's wonderful. So here we are thinking about spring, summer, campus visits. Maybe you got some on the docket already. That's great. I totally endorse going seeing campuses. Whether this is an official visit or not, the important thing is not that you're invited there. The important thing is that you get your research done. You want to come away with things that are on your agenda as a result of going and visiting a campus. Official visits are great. But unofficial visits are also huge, and those should be on your list as well. Because as coaches are recruiting your son or daughter, if you're the parent or if you're the athlete, as coaches are recruiting you, I want to turn the tables here. You are recruiting coaches and programs. You are recruiting academic institutions. You are recruiting them. You want to make a decision that is best for you. Ultimately, because you're going to have to live with it. You want the best fit. Going on campus and doing certain things on a campus visit will give you the feel and help you in your decision making. So today, in this episode, 5 things you must do on a campus visit. Here's number 1. Take the boring tour. Yeah, just get in the cattle call with 20 other people and walk around the campus and just see what they say. Get your overall impression of the campus by taking the official tour. Please do that. Great place to start. Don't blow that off. Don't say, oh, I want the personal tour. I want you know, the VIP tour. You may get that, but hey, take the tour with other students that's given by the administration and missions office, and learn some things from that as parent and athlete. So please do that, first thing. Second thing is I want you to interview the coach. Don't just meet with the coach. Don't just hang out with the coach. Come prepared with interview questions for the coach. This is your opportunity to get inside the coach's head. This is your opportunity to see what he or she is really like, what he's thinking, what she is thinking, what her vision is for the team and the future, what his vision is for the program. These things that you have a face-to-face with the coach, whether it's an appointment that the coach has set up with you on an official visit, or whether you go on an unofficial visit and you get time with the coach. You may not get to the head coach, but you get with a coach. Do the best you can to get in front of a coach or a coaching staff and interview the coach. Find out the things that you want to know about the program, about his or her coaching style, about his or her expectations of student athletes, of his or her thoughts towards the academics. Interview the coach about philosophy, style, technique, the recruiting experience, whether there's an opening at your position, if you're a position player, if you're in a sport with a position player. Find out what the opportunities are and what doors are open. Get to know the coach, maybe on some personal questions. Because if you go there, this is the person that you're going to have to play under. You're going to spend a lot of time with. You want to make sure it's the right fit. So ask the coach the kinds of questions. I've got questions that are listed in the Recruit Me manual on both academics, athletics, and college life, but questions you can ask the coach to really get the straightforward answer. So don't just be reactionary. What are the things? Parents, sit down with your son or daughter and together come up with a list of questions, things you want to know about the school, about the program. So interview the coach. Don't just have a conversation. Yeah, you want to have a conversation too, but be purposeful. You're spending money to get there probably, unless it's a school in town. Get the most out of it. Third thing that you must do on a campus visit, if at all possible, talk to other players. Talk to the people who are going to be your teammates, possibly, and find out what they're thinking about the program. Now, they're going to be, some will be really honest with you. Others are going to be a little, may not give you the straight scoop because they don't want to jeopardize their position. But, you know, just find out. Listen to the conversations. Maybe meet with two or three players, or even one-on-one. If you're making an official visit, you're going to have more opportunity to do that because the coach is going to put you together with the players. You want to know what the reality of it is in that program. Are there any red flags? You know, kind of interview them. Gather some information that you will not be able to get anywhere else except from those players. So talk with the players. Find out how they're enjoying the program. Find out the strengths. Find out the weaknesses. I guarantee you there are strengths and weaknesses, okay? You're not going to find any perfect program. There is not a perfect program. But do the best you can to see if it's a green, yellow, or red when it comes to that program for you. Is it going to be a good match? Talk to the players. Have some honest conversations. Fourth, investigate your possible majors. You may not know, athlete, right now what your major is going to be, but I think you've got some possibilities. Maybe there's two or three things. Maybe you want to do engineering. Maybe you want to do communication. Maybe history. I don't know. Well, investigate those majors, those interests. That's important because you're going there, yeah, to compete as an athlete, but long term, it's the academics that are going to send you to the next level and send you to work and send you to life beyond college. So investigate the majors. Find out how strong they are in those areas of interest that you have. That's going to take some time with maybe the department chair, talking with other students as well, talking with professors in that department, and doing some research too online even before you show up, and find out how that institution rates within those majors that you're interested in. Don't just concentrate on the athletics, but take a look at the academics and do the investigation on the possible majors that are in your mind. When I went to college, I started at the University of Minnesota, and I really didn't know what I was going to pursue. I ended up pursuing communications, transferred to Indiana University, and went to radio and TV, so it was along the same lines. But I wish I had really done some more investigation going into it. I was so focused on athletics, I didn't think about academics that much. That's what I believe, that's the way it went. But I would have done it differently the second time around. I would have done it differently. So investigate your possible majors. Be thinking now about the academics. Okay, fifth thing that you must do on a campus visit is watch a practice or a game. I really recommend the practice if you can do that. You're going to learn a lot through coach. You're going to learn a lot about the coach's style by just watching what's going on, but being a fly on the wall, being an observer, going in there and just watching. How does he or she treat their players? How do the players treat the coach? Is it out of respect? Is there discipline or not? I mean, do they seem organized? They seem disorganized. They look like a team. Is there a good dynamic there? Is there chemistry? Be watching these things. And you can gather that even more in a practice than you can in a game. One of the benefits of the NAIA program is that you can participate in a practice. That's what our twin sons did, and a couple of the schools that they visited, they actually worked out with the team. It was an eye-opener for them. They gained an understanding they wouldn't in any other way. Not just because they were able to try out for the team, which is what it really was, because the coach was watching them, but they were down there on the field with the players. They got to talk to them. They got to have these conversations about, what do you think of the coach? What do you think of the program? Are you glad you came here? You can have those offline discussions, and on the field, kind of things open up a little bit more. But they had an opportunity to participate. So I would encourage you, if you're looking at some NAIA schools, take advantage of that opportunity to actually work out with a team. You can't do that with the NCAA. So there are five things you must do on a campus visit. Take the boring tour. Second, interview the coach. Don't just spend time with him, but interview the coach. Third, talk to the players. They've got a perspective that nobody else will have. You're going to have your ups and downs. You have good points and bad points about the program, about the school. Fourth, investigate. Investigate your possible majors. Go below surface level, but investigate. And fifth, watch, observe, study a practice or game. And if you can, even participate. Hope that helps you. Five things you must do on a campus visit. Go with purpose. You're spending money. You're spending time. Make sure you come away with some valuable insights on those campus visits. Some will be official. Some will be unofficial. Take the initiative. Coaches love it when you make an unofficial visit and when you investigate. If you're in even your sophomore year, I would encourage you to start this process of visiting campuses. That's one way that you get on a coach's radar. If you show up at a school on your own, taking the initiative, that speaks loudly to a coach. They know that there is interest there, and that could yield long-term results. Well, that's it for this week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Be sure to download How to Get an Athletic Scholarship. It's free. It's a quick read on my website, recruit-me.com. And investigate Athletic Scholarship University. This is the only resource of its kind, the only step-by-step course that takes you from A to Z on the way to an athletic scholarship. And I've heard that the instructor is really, really good. Take care. God bless you. Talk to you next week.